You're listening to SBS News.
Another candidate will soon be entering the race for space, Australia. As part of the 2018 federal budget, the Turnbull government announced funding to establish the country's first space agency. Australia's space experts are over the moon. Michael Davis is the chair of the Space Industry Association of Australia. He says the establishment of the organisation will allow the nation to explore uncharted territory in more ways than one.
By having a space agency, we'll have a seat at the table and we'll be able to enter into agreements with considerable support and technological know-how available to us from our friends and colleagues in space agencies in the countries that, you know, have been involved in space research and space development for many, many decades.
A recent review of the national industry capability found that developing Australia's space industry will have flow-on benefits to the financial, construction, mining, manufacturing, agriculture and transport sectors. It's predicted that by 2030, the industry will be worth $12 billion. Innovation Minister Michaelia Cash says the agency is expected to open in July.
With the creation of the Australian Space Agency and the coordinated effort across Australia, we, out to 2030, can potentially increase the number of employees by 20,000.
Heading up the brand new organisation is former CSIRO boss Dr. Megan Clark. Dr. Clark says she's confident the ASA will put Australia's space industry on the fast track to success.
We hope to inspire Australians with what Australia really can do, and we hope to improve the lives of all Australians.
It's not been decided which state or territory will host the agency's headquarters, though Dr. Clark is lobbying for Canberra. There have been some criticisms of the level of funding the ASA is to receive. The government has earmarked around $41 million over 4 years to establish the organisation, including $15 million to promote partnerships with international space agencies. Michael Davis says it's a good start.
We hope that in the future the performance of the space agency will justify increased investment, not just by government, but by industry and by our international partners. And by combining all of those resources, it should be possible for us to do some exciting things in the international space world.
Dr. Clark is certain that it's more than enough to achieve some lofty goals and reach for the stars.
We might be late to this party, but we are crystal clear that we're here to grow the Australian space industry. We've got great potential, entrepreneurship, that real Aussie spirit.
The Australian Space Agency will begin operations on July the 1st. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.